And where did you originally come from before you were in Canada?
I came from Nigeria. That was like 6 years ago. It's been a nice experience, I would say.
Beautiful, beautiful. So, working here at the international office, I'd like to know a bit about, well, we're just coming off of Welcome Week, heading into the official first week of school. Tell me more about what Welcome Week did for the students.
Thanks for that question. I remember to answer that question correctly. I remember when I came to Canada, or let me say when I started my grad study at Queen's University. So it was actually like an experience, throwing back all those things and looking back and say that I wish I had this kind of experience whereby I have a work-on-week opportunity for me to be able to know what's going to be expected of me in Queen's. So to bring it closer, the work-on-week is actually to make it easier for international students to translate properly into Queen's University, beyond Queen's University into Kingston environment, beyond that into Canada as well. So when we look at the Queen's University, there's a number of factors we have to consider. We are looking at the fact that how do you even translate into classroom settings? Because it's quite different from where you're coming from. So we are looking at how do you work in a group? We are looking at how do you interact with your professors? What are the expectations in Queen's University? Beyond that, we're also looking at security issues. We are looking at related housing issues. And for all international students, we also have issues when it comes to career. So we're also using our opportunity to also let you know when you have issues with your career issues, or let me say like that, you can always come around. We can talk about your career and how to go about it, the prospect you have. How do you package your CV properly? How do you put that your cover letter in a way to bring out the best of your skills and your experience? Because I remember when I was in Nigeria, there's a different way I write things. There's a different way I've been writing things since I've been in Canada. So these are the kind of skills that's needed for all international students to have in order for them to adapt easily into the system where we call a Canadian experience. So that's another thing. Another thing we're thinking about is intercultural training. In Canada, we have a kind of diverse environment, and we also want to reflect that in the way we interact with others. So we do the training for them to also understand what it feels like and how to respect people's opinion, even if you have a different opinion, you know. And apart from that, we also talk about the world link, having activities, going to different areas of attraction in Queens, or let's say in Kingston as well. So these are more like transiting into the place and also getting ready for the real thing that will happen for you. And if you were able to come through the Welcome Week, you'll see that you have a whole lot more. I didn't mention about the healthcare because we have a lot of questions about healthcare. You also know what you have if you have UHIP. What does supplementary plan actually mean? Is it important to you? These are the kind of questions we try to answer through the Welcome Week. And beyond that, it was actually a very good opportunity for people to come together, people making friends. You know, if you have the right friends, sometimes it's going to make it easier for you to also settle in into Canada, into Queens, into Kingston. So that's it.
Wow, so definitely everything from building a sense of community to getting, to feeling like, where to access things that you might need services and preparing, for success as a student and later building a career here in Canada.
That's it. That's so simply put. If you look at everything we've been talking about here for the past 1 week, it's basically how do you become successful as a student? How do you take all the skills and experience you're bringing in and then deliver that and also be able to interpret that properly and also get the best out of your experiences when you come to Canada? And for those who are not willing to go back, like they want to stay and settle in Canada, how do you go about that? How do you enjoy all of that? So these are the things we're talking about here.
So you were also you are a Queen's graduate as well. Tell me about which program you studied here.
I had the opportunity of studying management, innovation, and entrepreneurship at the Smith School of Business. It was actually a very good experience for me because it actually makes me reflect on the things I thought that are quite impossible. And I was able to be able to build on my skills and my experience over years. And going through Smith School of Business was actually it was like a turning point in my career because my first degree was in pharmacy, so I practiced as a pharmacist. I'd always wanted to pivot my career. At some point, I couldn't know how to do it. I didn't know how to go about it. But when I came to Smith School of Business, Management, Innovation, Entrepreneurship, I was able to transit properly from my past career into the real career I really want to go, and at the same time use some of the new skills and the old skills I in my new role. So for me, it's more like one of the best experiences in my life, apart from the fact that I got married. So it's a very good experience for me. Yeah.
Beautiful. And I think that could also be, you know, partly what brings people to Canada is perhaps they maybe had a previous degree in another country, but they're coming here and only building on that, right?
So. That's correct. Absolutely. Like people actually have different degree out there, and you find yourself in Canada and you realize that you don't have to be stuck with your old degree. Like back home in Nigeria, you almost get stuck with what you have as your primary degree. But coming to Canada, you find like, oh, there's a lot more opportunities I can actually explore. There's a lot of skills I can actually add on. There's a lot of knowledge I have in the past that I like to build on. And that's what makes you feel like, yeah, Canada is the right place for me to go to. And that's it.
Great. Thanks so much for chatting with me, Josh. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Anytime.